Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Kiddushin. We are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Kiddush Yisbiti, if a father says, I accepted Kiddushin on behalf of my daughter, my Ketana daughter, Kiddushin v'Kiddushin Shikitana, I accepted Kiddushin and then I accepted a get, all while she was still a Ketana, v'harehi Ketana, and she still is a Ketana when he's saying all of this. Now, so we believe him because he's the one that's in charge of her marriage and divorce when she is a Ketana. So he has Nemanus about that. That's what the Bar Tanura points out. He's Neman to Pasla from Kunin to claim that she's a Grusha because the Pasuk says, "Es biti nasati le'isha zeh." So when it says le'ish asra alakol, he's asking her on everybody because we don't know who the ish is. When he says lozeh, it's hitirilo. When he says, and it's to this man, so she's being matir her to, he's being matir her to everybody else except for a Kohen. But if he says, I accepted Kiddushin and Gerushin on her behalf when she was a Ketana, and right now she's a Gedola, Eino Neman, then we don't believe him, because at this point he couldn't make that happen, because he's no longer the one that's in charge of her marriage and divorce at this stage in her life, and we don't have a Pasuk that tells me that he's Neman at that stage in her life. Nishbesu Petisiyah, if her father says, my daughter was taken into captivity, and I was able to pay her ransom and get her out of captivity, redeem her from captivity, Bein shehi katana, bein shehi gadola, whether she's a katana or a gadola, eino ne'man. We do not believe him, and therefore, we do not assume she was ever a shvuya. She could still marry a kohen. He's believed about a katana, about marriage and divorce, not about being taken into captivity. Misha amar b'shas misasa. If someone is dying, and we don't know of any kids that he has, and he says as he's dying, yesh li banim, I do have children. Ne'eman, we believe him because he has no brothers, so we assume that his wife is pata from yibum. So the fact that he says he has children does not change his wife's status, so there's no reason not to believe him. Meaning, you know, if we later find out that he does have a brother, so then it might change his wife's status. But since, as far as we know, he doesn't have a brother, so he's believed about that. If he says yesh li achim, I have brothers, which would mean that he's putting his wife in a position that she's going to need yibum. If we believe him about the brothers, einon eman. We don't believe him unless there are known brothers in advance. So, because he's not going to be believed to change the status of his wife. Hamakadish is pitostam. If a man just accepts kiddushin for his daughter, but he's got a bunch of daughters, and he doesn't say which one he's accepting kiddushin for, ein habogros bechlal. We have to be choshesh that it could be for any of his daughters who are ketanos, but the ones that are already bogeres are not included because he doesn't have the right to accept kiddushin for his bogeres daughters. Meaning, even if they made him a shliach to accept kiddushin on their behalf, it was we assume that when he accepted Kiddushin without saying who it was for, that it must have been for one of the Ketanos, because that's who he has an obligation to marry off. He has no such obligation when it comes to Gedolos. In Mishnah Tes, Mishi Yesh Shtei Kite Banos Mishtei Nashim. If a man has two sets of daughters from two different wives, and so he has, from wife number one, he has daughters A and B, and from wife number two, he has daughters C and D, and they're born in that order, A, B, C, D. V'amar Kiddush Yesh Biti HaGedolos. And he says, oh, I accepted Kiddushin for my older daughter, but im gedolah shabgedolos. But now I don't remember what I meant by gedolah. Did I mean daughter A, o gedolah shabketanos, or did I mean daughter C because she's the older sister in her set, or ketanos shabgedolos, she gedolah mina gedolah shabketanos, or did I mean daughter B because she's older than both daughter C and D? So kulan asuros, we have to assume that they all might be mukdashos, and therefore they're not allowed to get married to anyone because they might already have a husband. Chutz mina ketanos shabketanos divrame. Except for daughter D, because she's definitely would not be described as the gedola. Rabbi Yossi Amar Kulu Mutaros. Rabbi Yossi says, no, they're all mutar, chutz min ha-gedola shebegedolos, except for daughter A, because she's the only one that's actually definitively a gedola. Kiddush Yisbiti HaKetana. Similarly, if he says, I accepted kiddushin for my little daughter, ve'eni yodeim ketana shebegedolos, and we don't know, did he mean daughter D, o ketana shebegedolos, or daughter B, o gedola shebegedolos, she ketana min Ketana Shem Gedolos, or daughter C, who's at least younger than both daughters A and B, Kulan Asuros Chetzmena Gedolos Shem Gedolos. They're all Asur except for the daughter A, Divra Meir, because that's the only one that would not have been described as a Ketana. Rabbi Yossi Amar Kulan Mutaros Chetzmena Ketana Shem Ketanos. That they're all Mutar except for daughter D, because she's the only one that's definitively described as a Ketana, and that's probably the one that he meant. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we said that if a man says that he gave over his daughter for a kiddushin and he accepted a get as well, and she's still a katana, he's neman. But if she's not a katana anymore, he's not neman. But he's not neman at all about her, that to say that she was ever held in captivity. If a guy is dying and he claims that he has sons that we don't know about from another wife, we believe him. If he claims he has brothers that we don't know about, we don't believe him. And if a man who is mekadesh accepts kiddushin for a daughter and he doesn't identify which daughter, we assume that it only includes the younger daughters, not the older daughters, even if they made him, the older daughters made him a shliach and allowed him to accept kiddushin for them. And then we spoke about a case where a guy has daughters A and B from wife number one, daughters C and D from wife number two. So if he says, I accepted kiddushin for my daughter, and we only identified her as Gedola, so then Machlokas Tanaim. Rameir says we have to be choshesh that it could be A, B, or C. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's only A. On the flip side, if he says, I accept Kiddush from my daughter, the Katana, same machlokas. Rameir says it could be B, C, or D, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, it can only really be daughter D. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud.